He was wanting to play, and then he'd get up there and he couldn't, and it irritated him, and it's just really more hassle than it's worse sometimes.
Yeah. Well, talking about fencing, if you're putting up a barbed wire fence, what do you call these? The wooden things, the round things that you
string
the posts. Mm-hmm. You call more than one, you'd have two.
Post.
Okay.
Posties?
Heard that.
That's like wasp and wasp.
Yeah. What would you say that your best dishes are made of?
China.
Have you ever heard of an egg made out of something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That a farmer might put up your hen and try to get it to lay?
Yes. Oh, I can't remember what grandmother used to call them.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call?
I've heard called artificial eggs, nest eggs.
Nest egg, that's
what
you used to call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you were going to milk the cows, what would you probably take with you to catch the milk in?
Pail.
A pail. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you might call it? Well, what would it be
bucket.
Made of?
Bucket.
Bucket.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be made out of?
Aluminum, I guess.
Have you ever seen anybody with anything else?
Yeah, they used to be made out of something else, that real heavy, but I don't know what material that was.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother had a wooden one, but she didn't use that. That was an old well,
mm-hmm.
that wood bucket. But it's steel alloy of some kind, because it wasn't aluminum, because they didn't have aluminum, I know,
mm-hmm.
then, because this was a long time ago that I remember.
Well, a bucket and a pail, are they the same?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a type of bucket that one might keep in the kitchen to throw scraps in for the hogs?
Slop jar.
Slop.
No, not slop jar, slop bucket,
slop
I
bucket.
Guess.
Mm-hmm.
Slop jar used to be in the bedroom, didn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But what about the big one that you just throw any kind of general waste or refuse in? That's your...
The garbage can.
Garbage can. What about the thing that you would use to fry eggs or ham or something like that in?
Skillet.
Skillet. Is that called anything else?
Fry pan.
Fry pan. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of an old-fashioned one that might have been used in the fireplace? Might have had legs on it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just an iron skillet with legs.
An iron skillet with legs.
That's what I always call it.
What about this great big black metal thing that you... occasionally see in people's yards, used for boiling and all that.
It's a kettle.
It's a kettle.
Grandmother called it a kettle.
Kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Very people call it a wash pot.
Yeah. When I was a child, I remember her washing in her backyard over a fire,
mm-hmm.
killing hogs and using those big kettles to boil the meat in and everything.
Yeah. I used to work at a meat packing house during the summers when I was in junior high and high school. They had monstrous big old black kettle, you know, they'd use for the melting the lard and all that kind of thing. Think of the monster.
They used them to had them full of water, and they'd dip those big old peas down in them, get the hide and hair off of them and everything.
Yeah.
I used to like hog killing when I was a child. I miss things like that. They used all this area back here, like I told you yesterday, was granddad's barnyard and pasture and everything. There was a big old log barn that was up there, and they always used to kill hogs right out in the barnyard of that. And that was the most fun. It'd be cold and crisp that day, you know, because that was the way it got cool, you know, and hog killing time. And then we'd eat my cousins would get a long-handled iron skillet and hold over the fire. You know, build them a little fire out there and put some lard in it, and they would fry the cracklings. Now, not chitlins. Because I'm not eating those chitlins. But the cracklings.
You don't like chitlins, do you?
No way.
Yeah, you're not kidding me, a true southerner, if you don't like chitlins. I don't like the smell of them cooked, but, you know.
I don't remember ever eating them, but I'm not going to. There's just some things I'm not going to put in my mouth. That's one of them.